Check, okay. Check. You know you have to wear your headphones, right?
Oh, shoot. You have to wear a headphone? Okay.
All right. Check. Can you hear yourself? Okay.
Can I? Mm-hmm. Are they listening to that? What happens?
I don't know.
Did they hear us during the thing? Were we interrupting?
Yeah. Did you just play the intro?
He did.
Okay. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed that intro.
Okay. So... Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 182 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name is Belief, this is Yvette, and we've been married
12 years.
Been in California, we got four kids. Relationships scary, it's very necessary. We shy, love our struggles, we ask
how married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shoddy. If you're listening, you're in a wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. We got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
One, two, three, and...
It's chocolate baby story time.
All right. We got something?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is loud. How do I turn this down?
That's not my headphone.
That's not me either. Thank you. Goodness gracious, that was loud. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, it's too quiet. Anywho. I think it's the chocolate baby
okay,
story
I'll turn it
time
down.
That's
Sorry, go
loud.
Ahead. My bad.
Okay, so I have been doing things to like... Is the word liberate our
okay.
children?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I don't know if I should say this online, but we're live now. Lord Jesus, I can't even. This is scary.
Yeah.
But the other day, so there's this. Oh, the grocery store. So I went to the grocery store, and okay, so Anaya and Uzi were still sleeping, and the older boys were up, and I was like, y'all, the grocery store is right down the street. I'm not trying to wake everybody up and pile everybody in the car to go. I said, Theo, keep your iPod Touch near you so that I can FaceTime you or you can FaceTime me in case of an emergency or whatever. And so I went to the store and I came back and I think I was back within 20 minutes. Even the boys were like, whoa, that was quick. And I'm like, yeah, that's how quick it can be if I don't have to take everybody with me. And so I've been doing things like that. But what I'm realizing is that our son, Theophilus, he might have like anxiety.
We know that though.
I know, but like, so I thought he was just more so like scary cat, you know, like he's scared. But no, I think it's actual like anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this thing the other day. It was a post on TikTok. and it was this guy. He was like, you know, people who live with anxiety, it's like, remember back in the day when you would get in trouble and then your mom would call you or she'd tell you, hey, when I get home, I'm whipping you. And then like an hour before you got home, you like that feeling you got. And he was like, yeah, that's what it's like for people with anxiety all the time. And so I was thinking about that with my poor child. Anywho, today I took the kids to... get lunch because we ended up doing something outside of the house. And there's like a coffee shop right next to the place that I want to go. And I was like, I'm not going to stand through this line and then go through the other line. So I was like, Theo, here's my bank card. I wrote down my order on a receipt. And I was like, go across the street. You're going to see me the whole time. I'm going to see you the whole time. And you could tell he was kind of like,
yeah, freaking out.
Yeah. And I was like, just go.
Yeah,
but I feel like I'm going to have to learn to navigate life with someone like him because you got two extremes. You got Raya, who's like, I'll go.
Yeah.
And then you got Theo, the person I actually trust the most, who's like, Mom, I don't know if I can do it. Anyways, he managed doing it. And because he was so cute and he had the little note, the person gave me a large instead of a medium like I ordered. So it worked in my favor, but it was still kind of like, I don't know. I have some growing to do. And if you have a child who has anxiety, maybe like give me a book to read or something because I don't want to, like, I feel like I could lack sensitivity to his thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm also diagnosing him. I don't know if this is really what he has, but I suspect the child has this.
Yeah, I would say that you're spot on with that. And I'll just kind of go on with my story time, but you know,
because I took forever.
Yeah, dang. It almost played once and a half times. But what I'm saying is, like, something just happened at the pool recently, right? Which I thought this was gonna be a chocolate baby story time.
Oh, that could have been. I'll do that next time.
Yeah. So that whole thing, I felt like Theo has to get over it before he can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's been plenty of times where we've been at parks and roller coasters or whatever. He's always kind of just scared. You know what I'm saying? Because that is his initial reaction to everything, you know? But, like, once he does it, it's like a breeze, you know? We were playing this weekend. I was just realizing how competitive this man is. We did, we had friends over the house, and Yvette was like, we were playing chess, and Yvette was like, you guys can't watch TV. Only way you can watch TV is if Theo beats your dad in chess. And they were like rooting for him like crazy. And one thing I noticed about Theo when we're playing chess, a certain type of chess players, Theo hates to lose pieces. So sometimes you got to sacrifice a bishop or a rook in order to progress yourself in the game because you have a smarter play later. But I know that if I move forward with Theo, he's going to step back. So it's not just within the like system of life where he's scared to go to the store, scared to do this. He doesn't like to lose anything. Yeah. And anytime you put something in jeopardy, he's going to feel like I might lose this.
Yeah.
So what that means later on in life is that he's going to be less of a risk taker if we don't teach him how to take smart risks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a sermon for somebody. I don't know who it's for, but it might be for you. Now, what I love about this is that we could throw it all away right here, right now.
What do you mean?
Just by getting canceled. It's risky.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
I like the risk of it.
You like
I'm like,
it?
Oh my gosh, it's making me kind of like.
And I'm kind of like, oh, I'm a little anxious right now.
Yeah, yeah. Live, guys. How you guys feeling alive? Thank you guys for being here. But today we have a topic and an email.
Yes. Okay, so we got an email, y'all. We got an email. Oh, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Okay. We got an email, and the email reminded me of a TikTok that I saw by Dr. Raquel Martin. Now, Dr. Raquel Martin is going to be at the How Married Are You live event next week on Friday, July 28th and the 29th. And if you don't know who she is, I would suggest that you just go ahead and follow her because she produces so much great content, and it's so much of it. Like, it's a lot of content that has valuable information. I've learned so much from her, which is why I really wanted to have her at the How Married Are You live event. And we have a promo.
No, we don't.
Oh.
We don't have the promo right now, do we?
See, no. We live. All right, here's the promo, y'all. Okay, so How Married Are You Live event is not just for our married folk. It is for anyone in any kind of relationship. You can be single. You can be in a long-term relationship. You can be in a long-distance relationship. You can be in an entanglement. Mm. You can be in a situationship. You could be married. You could be close to divorce.
Mm.
Or you could be happily married for like
years,
decades at a time.
Yeah.
Right. So it's for everyone in every season of life. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to cultivate an experience where people who are like-minded could come together and just do some, what do you, help me finish my sentence, babe.
Well, yeah.
Because I lost the words.
No, it's for you to, it's for people who love marriage and who think that marriage is valuable, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to strengthen each other's in that belief.
Yeah.
Right? And so there are people who specialize in certain areas of marriage, sex, you know, communication, you know, men's development, women's development, like all these different things. Like, we're going to grow together. And I don't know if there's been a event as special as this that I've seen. To where like these people are literally coming out just for the love. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people love us, and they were like, man, I don't know you well, but I know that the Lord is telling me to come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or they're like, yo, you're the homie and I'll do anything for you. You know what I mean? And they're coming out, and a lot of people, great people, are coming together to support. So if you cannot be here If you're not local, there's no excuse. There are virtual tickets that will be available, that are available on our website right now, howmadeareyoupodcast.com. You can go there and you can buy virtual tickets. Or if you're local, just come pull up, you know. And if you are looking for like, hey, man, I can't, you know, it's getting, that's a little expensive or whatever, just come talk to us. You know, so we believe everybody should be there. It's really important. And we believe that this healing is for you. So join us July 28th and 29th. Do not sleep. It is very important. You got like 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. So make sure you buy your tickets now.
Yeah, 10 days.
All right, let's do it. So let's, what's the topic?
Okay, so, Okay, ooh. Y'all gonna have to bear with us right now. Hello.
Tabs.
Tabs. Okay. It's just like my mind. Okay, let me make this bigger so I can actually read it. Hello there. I want to bend y'all ear on a situation that really has me perplexed. Long story short, I feel like I'm losing my friendships because of my marriage. I've become distant from my parents, close friends, and God's sister, directly and indirectly, because of my relationship. They don't like how I've been treated by my spouse, and majority of it is understandable. However, we are in a situation where my best friend lost his grandmother, who was really like his mom, and is asking for me to come support him for the weekend. In our 20-year friendship, this is like the fourth time he has ever asked me for anything. I did say I need to speak it over with my spouse to my friend, and they said okay and reassured it was only for the weekend, and they would pay
him. What?
And they would pay for me to fly from Georgia to California. While their fiance had to travel. When I asked, my spouse said it was an issue and asked me to explain why I should go out there. Pretty irritated, I explained how this friend has been there for our family and never hesitated to help when asked. And more importantly, this is what friends are for, right? Now I'm conflicted on being a good friend or appeasing my spouse. Please help. Okay, so there are a couple of things here.
I'm like holding my seat. Like,
there's a couple of things here, and I think that I wanted to focus more so on like the latter half of it, because the first part where she says she's distanced herself from her family, and mostly because they don't approve, they don't really like the way she's been treated. So I wish we had a little bit more detail on how she's been treated, because I wonder, you know, what does that mean exactly? Like, I need context in that sense. And then she says a majority of it is understandable. So that part, I don't want to ignore it, but I'm kind of ignoring it.
A majority of what is understandable?
She said, close friends and God's sister directly and indirectly because of my relationship. They don't like how I've been treated by my spouse, and the majority of it is understandable. So, like, she understands why they don't approve of him and the way he treats her. However, like, but the thing that I don't know is, while she understands it, does she align with it?
Ooh.
Excuse me.
That's new.
What?
Editing out the burps live.
Yes, I can. And this is awkward. I can't, like.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's great.
It is
great.
For what it is now.
It is great. I'll just tap you on the shoulder when I say mute.
Okay.
Something. Because you have a better angle.
Okay, I'll turn it this way. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? Your immediate thoughts before I go into my post-it note.
Okay, so my immediate thoughts are that I think the request is bizarre.
Which request? Okay, well, we're not going to get into that part yet.
Wait a minute. You said, what are my thoughts?
Oh, okay.
What am I allowed to say?
No, go ahead.
What
go
do you
ahead.
Want me to respond to exactly?
The first part where her family understandably doesn't like her relationship with this guy.
Well, I would say, when did that start?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were telling you from the get-go, like, I don't know if you should marry this guy because he treats you bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also wondering, why did you marry the guy if all your people were telling you not to marry him, or this is a red flag?
So you're saying, when did they disapprove of him?
Right. When did they disapprove of him? Mm-hmm. Now, did they disapprove of him when he was like, yo, I got boundaries and I don't want you to cross those boundaries. Please don't go to Neptune to go visit the person's dog.
Neptune?
Do you know what I'm saying?
California, silly.
No, that's where she's going. She's going to California. She's from where? Atlanta?
Yeah, Georgia.
Okay. Saying. So I would say, now let's bring it into our pot. Okay? Mm-hmm. What man, friend of yours, are you traveling to support in this way if he lost a parent?
I could see myself traveling to be there for Christian or my brothers.
Now, his that friend also is married, right? She said his fiance
engaged.
And his fiance is going out of town. Mm-hmm. So why isn't fiance staying? Mm-hmm. Fiance, cancel the trip. Mm-hmm. You stay. Mm-hmm. Because I need someone here to support me. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Never mind. Jessica is going to come in town. And she's going to support me during my time of need. Mm-hmm. Bizarre to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see it. Right? Mm-hmm. Christian's like, yo, I need you to support me. And Deborah's leaving out of town? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Deborah's going to be there 100% for her man. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got to go support Christian, I'm not even fighting that, because Christian is not just
my friend,
your friend.
He's our friend.
He's not only that, but his father is your godfather.
Yes.
So that's a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. You're going out there to support the family. I'm going to hold you down. Mm-hmm. I got you. I got these kids. You go.
And we probably would go together.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you said who? And I'd be like, oh, that's probably the
Christian,
only.
Christian, your brother, mm-hmm. right? You would go there. Mm-hmm. But there's not anybody else. Mm-hmm. It don't make sense to me.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm curious to know, you know, if any of these people in the chat, they scared too. See, I don't know. I don't think this makes sense, personally.
Yeah. Okay. Agreed. So first of all, I think it was irresponsible of this guy to ask her to come in that way, even to volunteer to pay for her to come. Like, if anything, he should have been doing what he could to get his fiance to stay. I'm trying to think of what reason his fiance has to leave. Maybe it's work. I don't know.
But what is she going to do?
She's going to
hold him? Because that's what you need when you're grieving. Mm-hmm. You need to be held. You need space to be created for you to cry. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. To me, that sounds like that don't sound right to me.
Yes.
And it seems like she might be naive.
Yeah.
And homie might be up to something. That's just me. Now, mind you, he did just lose his mom, his grandma. That's big. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, hey, we just lost our grandmother and that's my grandmother too, you know what I'm saying? And we tight like that, then mm-hmm. I get it. But if not,
Yeah.
I'm calling. Someone said,
I don't see nothing wrong, yo. What if Deborah is trash? Seems like some blurred boundaries. Okay. Now this is a nice segue into the conversation. So, okay. So to answer this young lady's question, to answer the email in and of itself, I do not think you should go. I think you need to stay home. You can be there for him on the phone. You can send him encouraging words. You can give him some DoorDash meals. Yeah. Do whatever you need to do to help comfort him from afar. But your responsibility is to your husband first. And so you're not going to leave your husband to go comfort.
That's the man you chose.
You're not going to leave your husband to go comfort another man. So that's just my two cents. I believe Glenn and I are aligned on that. But as I was reading this email, it brought up, and I think I heard you listening to a TikTok this morning that was kind of talking about rules and like respect or something like that. Were you listening to something? I don't know. Anywho, I wanted to share this TikTok. I'm going to give you a little general overview for a second, but then I'm going to let Dr. Raquel Martin, like, you're going to hear it from her word, from her voice as well. But she talks about a boundary versus a rule. And she said, a boundary guides someone else's behavior, whereas a rule, I think I miswrote this. A boundary guides your behavior, whereas a rule guides someone else's behavior. You know what? Let me go ahead and just let her say it herself, because I don't know what just happened there.
Conduct and expected attitudes that we expect to see in others and ourselves. Okay. On the other hand, rules and boundaries help us to create an environment for ourselves that is consistent and safe. They set the limits for appropriate behavior and can help us to prevent conflict in certain environments. So I get the difference between boundaries, rules, threats, standards, expectations. How do I set all this stuff up?
Go ahead. We're going to break that down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So
that was like a 3-minute TikTok.
I didn't realize it was that long.
That's why you be sending me TikToks. You be like, yeah, keep watching this. I'm watching this podcast.
Do y'all be watching the
big shout out?
Episodes?
Big shout out to Dr. Raquel. I'm super pumped to have her at the podcast. I mean, at the How Married Are You Live?
Yeah. So my thing was, I feel like, because the part where she was talking about a shared understanding of how to engage in certain situations, I feel like that part is very important when we're dealing with like relationships, because we talk about boundaries and rules. And I think that there's like a lot of language around, this is my boundary. You got to respect da, 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 da. And obviously you have to communicate your boundary. But when she differentiated that a boundary guides your own behavior versus a rule guides someone else's behavior, it started to get a little bit like, oh, I never really thought about it like that. But a boundary is something where it's like, okay, if this is a boundary for me, these people can approach the boundary, but I'm going to choose whether or not I'm going to allow them, like how they're going to interact. Does that make sense? Like if I'm going to let them in or not. And so I feel like when I first read this email, I was like, it sounds like they haven't communicated about their boundaries.
She saw the man didn't communicate about his boundaries.
Yeah. But then she went on to talk about how there's a shared understanding of how to engage in certain situations. And she started to talk about standards versus expectations. And she differentiated that standards are internal rules we set for ourselves. So like for him, he's like, of course you wouldn't go. You know, like him,
why would you even ask
that's
that?
A standard that he had.
We've been there.
Yeah, we've had the same situation happen. And he's like, of course you wouldn't. Like, duh. Like, why is that even something that you're even bringing up to me? You should have shut that down before it even made it to my ears
type thing. Yeah.
And then she talks about like a standard is the bar we measure ourselves to versus expectations, which are guidelines and the bar we set for others. And so what happened here is that you probably wouldn't think, oh, I have to communicate this expectation to my partner. But because he had this standard, like, I just think the conversation could have run a little bit differently had they had this understanding of boundaries versus rules versus standards versus expectations.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's a lot to unpack. But I appreciated Dr. Raquel Martin's breakdown of it, because I felt like even for me, that is something that shows up in our marriage so much. It's like I have standards, right? So I'm not going to get into this.
You have standards?
I'm scared.
Let's talk about your standards.
Okay, let's just go back to one that's ancient history that we all know that's safe,
that we've healed from,
that we've talked about. Check. I don't know if we've healed yet. But we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. How to load a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. There is a standard that I have about how to load a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me, I've even gone as far as like, I'm going to keep my post-it note in front of me.
That post-it note got a lot of information on it. For being a one by one.
Put a camera on me, Judge. Me. Oh, you can't even see it. But my stand, like, it's interesting because now I'm kind of like, well, there's the standards and then there's the rule. Like, I feel like there's a rule. There's a right and a wrong way to load the dishwasher. However, that's not necessarily something that, you know, like, it's not a common sense type. It's not like a thing that.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's talk about things. Let's talk about the dishwasher.
All right. I thought this was a safe example.
It is a safe example, okay. But let's just talk about how offensive the dishwasher is.
Okay.
Okay. It's like when you go to the barbershop and you have hair all like right now, I'm woofing, right? I'm woofing on purpose. Okay. And the barber goes, what would you like me to do to your face? I just come up with whatever I want. Depending on what was cooked throughout the week, right? What was made, there's a certain assortment of different dishes that go in there. I don't know how to put all the dishes together. Sometimes it's pots. Sometimes it's just bowls. Sometimes it's just oatmeal. Sometimes a bunch of cups. It's like a word problem that changes. And it keeps getting more difficult. And it's like, this is how you load the cups. Boom, I got that. But what if I got all bowls in one cup? And it's not enough space for it. Oh, the glass bowls go at the bottom. The plastic bowls go up at the top. Okay.
Oh, my
God. Now, what about the spatulas? The spatulas go over here. Do they go in a little thing where the rest of the utensils go? Nah, they go up here. Okay, cool. Do we put pots and pans in the dishwasher? No. Have you ever put a pot and pan in the dishwasher? Say yes. Because you know you have. And the rules change depending on who's playing the game. No, I don't care. I want to talk about the dishwasher. I want to smoke with everybody who got rules for the dishwasher. It don't make no sense.
Well, I'm going to need you to calm your shoulders
down. I'm live
down.
Right now. I'm feeling free. This is Glenn Unhinged.
No. Guys, no. There are
Rules. There are standards.
Definitely. I mean, like, you know, never mind. I don't want to say them all because you just be tripping.
Yeah, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. Somebody said.
We need a larger,
We need a dishwasher human. We have them.
You know what's funny is children. I never used the dishwasher. Like as a child in our home, it was always to dry the dishes. It was never used. So that was new to me getting married. And then when I figured out a system, it was like, this is the way it's supposed to go.
Babe, I do want you to finish your statement though, because I just went off on a tangent.
What was I saying?
I do realize that there are standards. You have standards about certain things.
Yes.
And yeah. So how does that?
So I think this person, it's an opportunity for her husband, because maybe like even in going back to the relationship between her family and friends as a result of her marriage, I think that her husband has a standard of leave and cleave. I think that this kind of comes back to, and I am totally conjecturing here. I don't have enough information to really like hone in on what's actually happening. But I will say that she seems like she's very close to her family and to her friends. And so with that being said, I wonder if he has issues with her, I don't want to call it allegiance, but her ability to show up for them so quickly and easily, maybe in a way that he doesn't feel like he's being taken care of.
Yeah.
And I wonder if her family, because they've had this tight-knit relationship, feels like he's taking her away because he has an expectation that it is them two against the world. And she's trying to bring everybody along with her into the relationship. I am totally making an assumption here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a 20-year relationship. That's what she said. This is a 20-year friendship. She said in the 20 years, he's only asked for like four things.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the things. Now, I think what would be better for me is context about what the purpose is of her going. Mm-hmm. Because if she's like, yo, I'm really good at organizing things.
Maybe
and I'm
going to
help. Yeah, I'm going to help with the funeral arrangements and all that stuff. So he doesn't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, I get that. Like, but I'm just like, I guess if they're best friends, like, yeah. I don't like a lot of mystery and calories to burn. Like, I don't need a lot of things in the equation to confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I'm going to be like, this relationship is going to be confusing to Yvette because she doesn't have any context.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So like, I have friendships that like I'm really close with the husband, but their wife don't know me. So they're like, why are you doing all this stuff for him?
Same.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, like that's how it goes.
Yeah, like Glenn recently did like a video for a memorial service or something. And I was like, you would say no.
I would never.
I was stunned.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this person?
Yeah. I stayed up late for hours combing through thousands of photos, making a memorial service video. And Yvette was like, and then they were like, hey, you left out a whole side of the family. Can you do like another 5 hours of editing? And I was like, I got to do this. I got to do this. You know what I'm saying? They did a lot for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And normally I would say no.
And because I know Glenn, I knew that this person must be special to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't try to like talk him out of doing anything. I was just like, huh, okay, this is just a relationship I'm not familiar with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so my question is, or the thing that I wanted to talk about is, how well do you think we do at this whole boundary versus rule versus standard versus expectation? I feel like it's something that, I'm not necessarily saying how well do we do at it, but I feel like it is something that we have grown through.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, or I would say that there was a huge part of the beginning of our relationship where it was kind of just like,
what?
I don't know what the word I'm trying to look for is. It was
no boundaries or everything. What do you mean?
It was more kind of rules.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, a little bit of legalism or like, you know, before there was actual communication of expectations.
Okay.
And so I feel like, is that a kid? No.
Yeah.
Or are they just doing whatever?
They're just doing something. I don't know.
Okay. And so I'm just curious, like, what would you offer this gentleman? Because I would say, like, in your head, you had things like, this is how it's supposed to go. Like, this is just how it's supposed to be. This is common sense. Why would you even entertain this idea, Yvette? Like, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because, babe, I feel like there are...
Is it like my rules were similar to your rules about the dishwasher? Like, my expectations? Because you're like, why would you load it like this?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Or even things like when we first started dating, ended your relationships with
all
your girlfriends.
Yeah.
And so what I would call that a standard, right? That is a standard that you had.
Yeah, but I didn't hold you to that.
You didn't hold me to it, but it is a standard that you operated by. And so when my guy friends were like, hey, come over and let's watch this movie, you were like, what the hell? Right?
When we got married.
That wasn't a marriage. That was dating.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, yeah, I'm going to just go watch a movie with da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. No, I didn't tell you you couldn't go. I just say I wouldn't do that. And then you asked your mom, and she was like, if such and such and such asked me to come over, I wouldn't watch no movie with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's just weird to me. But mm-hmm. You could have went. You could have went.
And then that would have been the end of our relationship.
No, it wouldn't have. You think I would have ended it over that?
I don't know.
I definitely would have. Been less, I would have been like a little, oh, well, she's got a lot of growing to do, I would say.
Okay.
Because to me, it shows like, and this is, I would say back then, because I'm not like this anymore. I don't feel like I'm like this anymore. But for me, I'm like, every time we hang out, I'm trying to hang out with you with more people so that we don't fall into a temptation,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know these guys, but it seems like real extracurricular. And this is just me being stupid. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think this was smart. Like, it seems really weird that you would go watch a movie with two guys because you just want to, and we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. It just was weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
am I this mic?
You are mic two. I think I'm, no. No, you're mic one. What you need? Oh, burping. Congratulations. You did it. I think that was definitely legalism on my part.
But, I don't. So that's the thing that I'm trying to communicate. I'm not sure if it was legalism. I feel like it was a standard by which you operated, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like what happens is over time, you get to observe your partner's standards, because she calls a standard, she calls it an internal rule we set for ourselves. Now, the question becomes, are our internal rules like good?
Are internal rules good?
Because, you know, like there are some rules that are kind of like, that's dumb. For example, growing up, women weren't supposed to be wearing pants in church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the Lord, is the Lord going to send us to hell because we wear some pants in church?
Or eat candy in the sanctuary?
Absolutely not. That's a rule that people had that was kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So there are internal rules that we live by that, because what I was trying to say, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. But what I'm trying to say is, as you are in a relationship with somebody, you get to observe more and more their own standards.
Mm-hmm.
That they live by. And at some point, those standards either start to influence how you interact with them and how you start to govern yourself. Like sometimes those standards, become your standards,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And as you grow through life together, which I feel like is in our marriage, there are some things that were a standard of Glenn's that I was kind of like, what? But then I realized that some of his standards were actually healthy and things that I should probably implement myself.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just your way of thinking starts to, even when it comes, like, let's just talk about our business relationship as we've governed ourselves through this business relationship. Yeah. There's just a way of thinking that I start to develop as a result of being in relationship with you.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of healthy and maybe sometimes not so healthy conversations surrounding a lot of these things that have helped me understand your way of thinking, which I'm going to call standards,
mm-hmm.
that have now become, I would say, an expectation that we both have adopted because of the conversations we've had. And so what I'm saying to this particular situation is that I think the more that they grow through things, like this is an opportunity. This is going to be, what do they call it? A post moment?
Linchpin or I don't know what you mean.
You know, like a moment that is very important in their marriage, because she's going to be able to see like why that's inappropriate. And if she can't see why that's inappropriate, then she's going to learn, I need to communicate more to my husband about why this young man wants me out there. Because if it is one of those things where she's really good at logistics and he's like, I need your help planning the funeral, doing this, that, and the other, please, because I don't want to put my head around that, then that's one thing. Like, I feel like that's something that he can be a little bit more open to and at least consider, like,
yeah,
I don't want to say allowing her to go, but being in alignment with her going.
Yeah. Okay. So I know there's some questions. So we're gonna do a Q&A at the end, but we're gonna end it and then we're gonna do a Q&A. So you guys stick on for the last bit so we can slice it off at the end. Okay. And so I would say this. I agree with you. Here's the thing. I can't tell you whether or not you can do whatever you want to do. I can say, hey, I wouldn't do that. Right.
That's what you do, and it always makes me stop and think.
That's your problem. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it. That's not my problem. So I'm saying, like, okay, cool. You go ahead and watch Friday. Now just imagine if I go.
You didn't have to say the movie.
Sorry. So what if I'm like, okay, yeah, and I'm gonna go watch the Bridesmaids with you know, Jessica and Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that dorm. Like that, it wouldn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would be fine with it because
I trust you.
But you didn't trust me. You didn't even know me like that. Now, as I know you, I'm like, I trust you. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you feel like you need to do, then do it. I don't like it. Just like when you went to Seattle or you went to Washington and you spent 3 weeks with no communication. And I'm like, that sounds stupid, but I get it. You need it. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You go. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I hate it, actually. But go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you went because you needed it,
mm-hmm.
right? I trust you with yourself. I don't trust other people. You know what I'm saying?
You don't trust other people with me.
No, absolutely mm-hmm. not. And I don't even, I trust you with yourself, but I say that loosely. Because I've been with you when you lost. I've seen you.
Did we tell the story about how I would have taken the ride? Or were we talking? We were talking to Jimmy and Janae, I think.
The things you would get into. The things you would get into if I wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. Guys, my wife is capable and fine. She's great. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with her. But I am concerned about some of the moments where she's just kind of like, well, maybe her optimism kind of consumes her sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And her situational awareness just isn't always the best, I would say. And
I would agree.
And because I lean more on Theo's side, I'm kind of paranoid. I'm like, well, I think they're going to try to get us. You know what I'm saying? You know? But I would say that, yes, he does need to communicate. Hey, like I'm able to say to you, hey, one, I trust you. Two, I trust you with yourself. I think you'll be fine. But I mean, I am concerned. I wouldn't do it if I were you. But go ahead. Make your decision. You know what I'm saying?
I hate it when he does that.
Yeah, because it's I can't put it on me. I'm not, I don't have the authority to tell you what to do. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Speak on this more because you're making it seem like I could say, Yvette, don't go there, and you would listen to me.
I definitely think I'm more inclined to listen to you than I would not.
I think you would hear me.
Yeah.
But as far as listen to me, you're going to do what you want to do. And I have no control over that.
Mm. I don't know, man. Oh, do we have examples?
I mean, probably not any good ones right now.
Okay.
But like, if you're about to eat something, I'm like, don't eat that. That's dumb.
Or I think like there have been times when you'd be like, I wouldn't go on that hike by myself, by yourself, and I would go on a hike.
Yes. Yeah. Because you want to, you like nature. You I like going on a hike. And then you find out someone got stabbed on the hike. And I'm like,
I haven't done that.
And I'll say, babe, please take your da-da-da and take your da-da-da when you go.
Yeah, you do.
And you'd be like, I forgot it. And that makes me upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sure, go. Just protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't even remember to protect yourself, that is annoying to me. Oh, anyway,
let's move on. Q&A. Let's move forward. There was a question.
I'm getting triggered again.
I know. I see that. I saw this. If you have a spouse who lacks boundaries, how long do you give them time to grow and figure things out?
All right. Do we want to answer this question? Do we want to do the how many are you sign off and then answer this question? Or
oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do that. So make sure you guys catch the live. We'll do the next one on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do the next one on Thursday.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. All right. How married are you, my love?
I'm still married. The other day, I was in here working, and it was like 7 o'clock. And you were like, hey, just checking in on you. And I was like, okay, cool. And you were like, "Are you, you know, I'm thirsty. So you asked me to bring home a drink of sorts. And I was like, all right. You know, and I was, you were like, yeah, but if you're not going to be home before 8:30, then don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave me a very subtle curfew.
No, I wasn't giving you a curfew. I was like, if you're going to be out later than that, I don't want it.
I know that.
I'll just be
but
fine.
Do you understand that that was you telling me to come home?
Babe. No.
Hey, I would love this, but if you're not going to be home by this time, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was you telling me to come home.
It wasn't, though. I said what I meant, and I meant what I said.
I tell you this. When you tell me to do something, I listen to you. Right? I'm fairly obedient to what you have to say.
What the heck? I hate these words. I don't like these words.
I am.
I don't like it.
But this is how I've been trained.
It's not.
This is like mommy issues. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, like
so. This is a you issue. This is not a me thing.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm saying okay. I am very like. I would say like you tell me to do something, I try to do it.
Okay.
Right. Or I'm dumbfounded. I just don't listen. But it's not because I'm disobeying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh! Please use different words.
Because the way you talk about the dishwasher, I'll be like, dang, I'm never going to get this right.
Don't say disobey and obey. I hate those words. It's not the words.
Okay.
Use different words.
Now she's telling me what to do, and I need to be obedient. All right, babe, how many are you?
Shut up.
We're live. It's nothing you can do about it. I love this.
I'm so married that today I knew you were working out, in the thing, and I've been getting this whole like, you should have protein right after a workout. So I made you a protein shake ready for you right after you're done with your workout.
That was very sweet, babe.
Which. You didn't drink all of it.
It's only this much left. I know. I'll be obedient next time.
And that's just how married we are.
Okay. So we're about to answer this question.